Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for the Dr. Lee Vinoker Show. Here's Dr. Lee.
Hi, and welcome back. It's Health from the Outside In, where feeling good starts with looking good. And I want to welcome my next guest, because there are hidden dangers in the summer that we don't often think about that are related to food. So my next guest, Dr. Lori Zanini, is a nationally recognized registered dietitian. She's a certified diabetes educator, and she's here about some of the 14 most dangerous summer foods. So thank you for being on the show, Lori.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
So what's interesting, you know, people don't realize it in the summer, and they, you know, food borne illnesses are on the rise, and it probably is because of two things. One, you know, even where the food's grown in the environment, the bacteria are multiplying in the warmer weather and humidity, you know, in the air, the water, and the soil. And then second, we're eating outside and barbecuing all the time, right? So it's the food is sitting out in the hot, humid weather. Is that part of the problem?
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. I mean, every year, approximately 1 in 6 Americans are getting sick from foodborne illnesses. And overall, that results in about 128,000 hospitalizations. And so a lot of times what I see is people, you know, might have stomach problems, they might have some nausea, and they're relating it to something else, and they don't realize that maybe it was potentially something that they ate. So you're exactly right. As the summer months heat up, if we have more outdoor gatherings and potlucks and things like that, the risk of foodborne illness actually increases, because of the humid conditions, the temperature, all of that can create a thriving environment for bacteria to grow.
All right, so let's go through some of these 14 most dangerous foods that people need to think about. So first you say burgers. You know, what's the issue with burgers?
Right, so any kind of undercooked meat, especially burgers, can put you at risk for E. coli. So we've all been told, you know, definitely we want to cook foods well, especially if it has been raw, but definitely particularly burgers. And I think that that's why it's important to have a food thermometer so that you can test how much the food is at in terms of the internal temperature. So any kind of ground beef, lamb, veal, pork, they should all be cooked to at least 160 degrees, because that will kill the bacteria.
Yeah, and burgers especially, the way that they make them. I mean, there are some groceries. Our grocery will take the meat and grind it for you, which who knows if that's better. But the ones that come to the grocery store already ground up in you don't know what kind of conditions, they're just a setup to have more bacteria, because they're going through machines and everything. So, and there's all those little nooks and crannies. So the next
yeah,
one's
definitely.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I was just saying, definitely, I agree. That's so true. You want to know where your meat's coming from.
Yeah. Now, the next one, interesting, sprouts, which, you know, I've heard there, you know, there were a couple years ago, there was a big issue with salmonella and sprouts. You don't think of that, you know, because it's the new age health food. But what is the problem with sprouts?
So the problem with sprouts is that they, you know, any kind of seed or bean sprout, they need a warm and humid condition, a humid condition in order to just grow. And most of the people will eat them raw. So if they're cooked, that will greatly reduce your risk. But if they're raw, that can potentially create a breeding ground for, again, these potentially harmful bacteria that can cause food poisoning.
Well, yeah, and I guess so they need to be in a humid and warm environment just to become an actual sprout, right? Before
exactly.
That, they're just a seed.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, now Caesar dressing. And, you know, I have noticed that a lot of restaurants, a couple restaurants recently that I've gone to with Caesar, I noticed it even said, and maybe restaurants are held to a little bit higher standard than if you make it at home, because the health department, a couple restaurants actually said, you know, we don't use raw eggs in our Caesar. But that's the problem with it. The recipe is typically raw eggs in the Caesar.
Right. If it's traditionally made, it will contain raw eggs. And we always want any kind of egg that we consume to definitely be pasteurized, because that also will help eliminate any bacteria. Myself, I'm pregnant. And so I've actually been going through this very commonly, where I'll ask the people, you know, how is the dressing made? How is the aioli made? You know, because if it is made with raw eggs, then that is definitely something that could put someone at risk, especially anyone that could potentially have a compromised immune system. So pregnant women, infants, young children, even elderly patients would also be wanting to ask this question year round, not just in the summer.
Yeah. Now, what's interesting to me is, and we've been hearing about in the news year after year, you know, in the old days, you used to talk about, okay, food poisoning, what was the meat? Chicken obviously has the potential for salmonella. But I swear there's, it seems like now even everything healthy has the potential to make you sick, because we hear about leafy green vegetables having issues and tomatoes. And do you think it has something to do with, you know, nowadays we'll buy salad that's already chopped up. So the more that it's processed at a place, is that a greater touch point that bacteria can get involved, infected in it or on it? Or
yeah, I think one of the things that can happen is the more people that could potentially have come into contact with your food, right? So when we're eating these raw foods, right, like the greens and the tomatoes and even things like melon and so on, if the person that was preparing your food didn't wash their hands, if they weren't having very good hygiene habits, then that actually can contaminate your food as well. So definitely, even if it related to like a farmer's market or something like that, you want to make sure if you're looking at produce, like tomatoes especially, make sure that they're not bruised, not punctured, because if you're seeing anything like that, that could have potentially gotten some of the bacteria into the food. And if you're not cooking it, that can put you at risk as well.
Right. And so washing it is pretty much key for these kind of vegetables. So even, you know, when people get to take a bag of like tossed greens home and it'll say triple washed, do you recommend washing it again?
Yes, always. I always wash all of my produce again. And anything, especially that you're going to cut into, that also needs to be washed on the outside too. So even things that people don't think about, like watermelon or cantaloupe, you know, typically a lot of people won't wash the outside of it, even oranges. Yeah. And those are things that you want to wash the outside of, because if you're going to cut through them, then again, bacteria from the outside could potentially get into the inside.
Oh, that's interesting. I never thought of it that way, but it is true. So now also let's talk a little bit about the mayonnaise type stuff, the potato salad, the macaroni salad, the deviled eggs. What do you recommend for those? And we only have about a minute left, so.
Yeah, definitely. I think that for those, again, it can come back to the mayonnaise, what kind of mayonnaise is it? Was it traditionally prepared? Did it have raw eggs? Or was it pasteurized? You know, one of the things that I always tell people is we have a danger zone, right? It's called anything that's at a temperature from 40 degrees to 140 degrees is breeding ground for more bacteria to grow. So we want to try and avoid, like I said, keep cold foods cold and keep warm foods warm, so over 140 degrees. And I think one good resource, if anyone has additional questions about specific foods, is homefoodsafety.org, because they also have a food app, and I use it all the time, where it'll say how long you can keep food or what temperature it should be cooked at, so that you don't have any questions in terms of potential risk for foodborne illness.
Yeah, that's very good advice. And I guess one of the other things people say is when you're packing, you know, the things you want to stay the coldest should be the last in, you know, so first in is the last out. So I think that's good advice. And of course, washing your hands and containers and disinfecting everything is important. This is the Dr. Lee Vinoker Show. It's Health from the Outside In, where feeling good starts with looking good. Stay tuned into your health.